The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside.
Swinging into the morning, baby.
And then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in the tide.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hi, how are you? I'm videoing. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. The technology today. I have to tell you, though, as a good morning, first of all. How are you? Happy Tuesday. Great to have you with us. Going into January, here we go. It's damp outside. Please be careful coming in. My kids already got a two-hour delay out in the country, speaking to you from New York City. I'm about an hour and a half out of New York City, and I get the call. I get the call on the phone. You know, the school's two-hour delay because of icy roads out in the fringes of New York. So please be careful. In the city, it's cool. It's like wet. It's kind of not really that cold, but just be careful because there are going to be icy patches around, and we'll break it all down for you this morning. So just be careful. I worry about you. Daddy worries about you. Good morning. It's great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. We are on YouTube. If you feel like seeing faces for radio, like now you know why these guys do radio, then you can go on YouTube or go on Facebook, and you can see why. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I think I'll listen. Rather than watch these guys, you could actually go to Facebook and YouTube and at am970answer.com. And apologize, it was the feed was down yesterday, and then we fixed it. Stu, our engineer, fixed it relatively quickly. So, yeah, so I wore the, yeah, what am I wearing? Yeah, I got my fancy suit from the fancy place, Gourmani's, down in Ribbing. I got that on today, and I chose to wear a little pink. I'm giving you a wardrobe, in case you're listening, a wardrobe, what I'm wearing. But this is the best. This is only the best, and only me, okay? Only me. Come to the radio, it's a radio station, you come in, and it's a flagship station for Salem Media, so it ain't no small little radio station. We are the flagship station of a huge media company that we know and we love. So when you walk in, you expect, like, your chair. You have to have the chair, you know. Hey, what chair is Joe going to sit in? And you would think they have a nice chair that I could sit in to do 4 hours of breaking down the news just for you. And we'll get into it today. President addressing you from the Oval Office tonight for the first time. In his presidency, it should be interesting. He's going to the wall on Thursday. I'm going to love this. You know, I kind of hope he just declares an emergency. I kind of hope he does, just to shake it up. If you see what's coming out of the other side, and again, with respect to my Democratic friends, but there's Democrats and then there's progressive socialists. And the progressive socialists, I don't know if they're getting all the press, but they sound really, in this is my opinion, whacked out completely. I mean, they're anti-Semitic. They're saying things that I don't understand. They don't want to support the president. They haven't said one thing that will help us as American citizens, but all to take down President Trump. So they're just a little weird. So sometimes, you know, those of us who voted for President Trump would like him to say, it's a national emergency. We're building the wall with the military. And there's a part of me that goes, do it, Mr. President, you know. So we'll get into it, and you'll give us your call, and you let us know. Great guest list that Frankie put together for you today. Rick Klein from ABC News, who we love, Long Island's finest. Joe Grano He was a captain in the Green Beret, got horrifically wounded during the Vietnam War, went on to become an icon on Wall Street, and he's a friend of the show and a dear personal friend. Joe Grano will join us. Arthur Idala, we love when Arthur's on the show because you just plain don't know what's going to happen. Backed by popular demand, Arthur Idala. And we do have, yes, a recording of Mrs. Idala, not Arthur's wife, Arthur's mom, and we'll be playing that as well. Mike Gallagher, he and Mike Gallagher, famous, world-renowned, internationally famous talk show host. He will just come in. He's going to be slumming this morning coming into the Piscopo show. So we appreciate Mike always joining us. And Scott Lobato is one of the greatest artists on the planet. This guy is a current day Norman Rockwell. He's patriotic. He paints with such vibrancy. His paintings are so beautiful. I got one in my office that he was kind enough to give me. He's got a new project to call attention to veteran suicide. Scott Lobato in the 9 o'clock hour is going to be a lot of fun. Don't want to miss that. So we got a lot to get into this morning, but watch my chair. Watch. This is the chair. I go, oh, so this is what I'll be doing for 4 hours. Watch. So if you're watching on TV, I will now sit in my chair. I'm going to bring my microphone down. And this is my chair. It's my Jerry Lewis chair. Look where. Look at.
I like it.
Look at me. Nice to be here. Welcome to my radio show. It's Joe. They got. They went out of their way to buy me a nice chair. It's a nice chair because I'm like 6 years old. Why? I don't know who's on this chair, but it's like below the soundboard, below my computer. I'm like buried. Look at the picture. Look at. I look like it's like stretched.
For people,
he's Tim
radio,
Conway. He's the modern day version of Tim Conway.
It's about seven.
I'm like Tim Conway. I'm like Tim Conway.
About 7 inches shorter than where Al
and I. So it does. Frankie Morano and Albert Cattullo is here.
Hi.
And George
Hi.
And Matt are in. Hi guys. Hi Albert. And George and Matt are running the video. And Matt Conklin is here doing social media. If you have anything to say, you could just hit Matt Conklin, and we'll get right back to you. And Emily's with us as well. But look at this. This is so great. Look, it's like, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here.
Emily's taller than you.
Look at me.
She's seated.
Can I have? Then I walk in. Then there's a mess. There's like a mess. I can't stand when if we're like if what if what if Carol was coming in this morning. What if Carol was coming?
Then you'd be in a
Arthur Idala, Scott Lobato, and Mike Gallagher. They're the buds. That's like the right. Dorm. That's like the we're like a college dorm here. Those guys, like, they come. You don't care if everything's falling down. Carol all walks in.
You'd have it curtained off like a hospital.
I mean, you know, or Professor Zeno or someone with, you know what I mean? That would worry about it. And so we cleaned up the little mess like that. Mm. Now, you know what? Matt Sambola bringing a chair. Watch this. Can I raise this chair up a little bit?
You should be able to.
Raise it up!
I don't know who
Praise
touched
Jesus,
it.
Jesus, raise it up!
No. He likes with the arms.
I like it.
Not without the arms.
I got it. Thank you. Well, thank you, Al.
I know you.
Matt, thank you, Matt Sambola. Look at that.
We're back.
I'll tell you, it's okay. It's all right.
Everything you say has a whole new resonance now.
I have authority now.
Yes. Your voice has gotten deeper.
I've told you. It's nice to be here on the radio. Yes. Welcome now. I am tall.
You know, oh,
coming
my goodness.
You.
You know, well, you think, Frankie, you know? Mm. You know what I'm saying? And, but it is clean. So it is clean. It may be a little messy in the corner. Then Al goes. Did you see him snap before? It was great. Because we had sweaters from listeners, and they were like thrown.
No, listener.
It was askew in the corner, and I went, that's got to be cleaned up. It's like, these, throw them out.
I didn't
throw them out. Then I go like this. The sweaters, Al, give them to the homeless people outside the building.
They don't want them.
He goes, the homeless don't even want them.
They don't want them.
Well, the thing is, some listeners send these gifts that we don't necessarily want.
No, listener.
And we don't want to throw them away.
No, I don't think
so. They end up just sitting here.
It's true. But and thus the mess in this corner of the studio.
Because for 3 weeks, I said to both of you, get rid of those things. They're disgusting.
Black magic.
And nobody gets rid of them.
Me. So I'm looking at this. I cannot believe it. I walked into this very studio in this chair next to me. And this was, I'm going to tell you in a second. I walk in and with Dr. Rock Positano, I meet Jerry Crowley, the boss here at the radio station, legendary Jerry Crowley from the other radio stations in New York, you know, taking over AM 970. The morning slot was open, and Jerry says to me, as I met him, he goes, would you sit in with Frank Morano? I go, no, Frankie, Five Boroughs, Frank, I didn't call him Five Boroughs. I said, Frank Morano, the guy that always calls me because I would come on with the previous host, our buddy Curtis, right? So I'd go, oh, sure. And I knew Frank from that, but I know. So Frank's running the board over there where Al's sitting. I'm here. I think it was in that chair. And then we talked. And then before you know it, Jerry goes, you should be on the radio. I go, really? He goes, yes. And Dr. Rock says, you should be on the radio. I said, well, let's just have fun with it. We'll go on the radio. We'll have some fun. Because I love radio. That's my degree. I went to college for television and radio. and I've got an affection for radio. It's the most intimate medium. You could talk right to the folks. I'm sure this would be kind of cool. Let's just have fun. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, great. You know what? I have a certificate of appreciation in my hand to Joseph Piscopo from the Salem Media Group. 5 years ago that happened. Five years of service. How about that? Thank you, Frank. Al's not clapping,
happy
bro.
He's
not
having.
Sorry to bother you, Al. I'm giving accolades to myself for 5 years.
You know, pulling news and. You know.
Thank you. Frank, was that wild? You were sitting over there.
It was like yesterday.
You know, it seems like decades ago. Really,
no.
Doesn't it? Really. So, thank you, Salem. Thank you, Mr. Crowley. Thank you, Dr. Rock Positano. I love you. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs. Al, not so much.
Thank
but
you.
I wasn't here when you were first here.
I guess you were.
I was. But
so it's 5 years. How did this happen? Look at me,
Blake.
And thank you. First of all, while you're watching on YouTube and Facebook, thank you, and you're listening. Thank you for listening. It's 6:15 with Joe on the radio. You're with me, and you're staying with me and Frank and Alan, Debbie, and we appreciate it more than we could tell you. God bless you. I love you, and we appreciate it. And we ain't going anywhere, by the way. We're having a lot of fun here. And it's wild that in the old days you would go on, what's the syndicate? You're going to syndicate your show? Now you just go right on here. I'm holding up my smartphone. You just go on the smartphone when it works, right, Frank? And then you could stream all over the country. So thank you. I'm here with great respect for Salem Media, for Mr. Atzinger and David Centrella and David Spady and all my guys, and Mr. Phil Boyce, our programming guru, who was just a legend himself. Just very, very proud to be here. So thank you, boys. Hey, and then look, Frank got me a Christmas present, if I can figure out how to open it. You got me something because I got you something.
There is an element of reciprocity to it. But your Christmas gift to me was so thoughtful. I was using one of them yesterday.
It looks cool, though, right?
Oh,
Frankie in script on a glass, and it says Five Boroughs in block print. Frankie Five Boroughs.
Really,
Frankie could be like, hey, hi.
Exactly.
I'm drinking Angel's Dust.
Boroughs.
Angel's Dust. What's the name of that thing?
Angel's
Envy.
Angel's Dust?
Angel's
Dust.
Interesting.
A new drug. New opioid brought to you by... Oh, that's good.
Listen,
we have a crisis.
Some bourbon, whatever it is. Boy, this bourbon is good. Whatever it is. Hey, Angel's Envy, right? Yeah. And now I'm about to reveal. George, we get about to reveal?
Can I guess?
Well, you're going to kill
the surprise. It's a little box. I mean, it's either cufflinks or...
It's not a chair. It's not a new chair.
No, it's not a new chair.
Yeah, I'm going to open the little box. I'm going to open it. And I'm going to reveal. Oh, look at these. Oh, those are beautiful cufflinks. Frankie, can you see those?
I got you those.
Those are beautiful. Look at that.
Before Arthur presented you his Frank's.
It's okay. I need all the cufflinks in the world. This is good. They're gold or silver. It's the presidential seal. Right? Where'd you get these?
From the White House. I bought them from the White House.
Did you buy them at the White
House? From the White House, yeah.
When were you down there?
No. They ship them to you.
Oh, good. This is good. Did you call the president himself?
I did.
I
could see Frank making a trip all the way to the White House.
These are beautiful. And when I go to events, everybody's so patriotic, this is going to be great. And I don't really gold, because mostly everything is pretty much like the silver. You see the silver I have right here? The silver with the pink on there like that. This is beautiful, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs.
You're welcome.
Now, listen, Merry Christmas. It's okay. You didn't have to get me anything.
Oh, no. It's my pleasure.
You weren't going to get me a thing, but I got you a present. You really? Go ahead. Am I right or wrong?
That's true.
Do I have to get you an engagement present, by the way?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, was it? You hesitated for a second.
No.
Don't you buy engagement presents?
No.
You don't buy engagement presents?
Unless there's an engagement party.
Good. Can I reach down here before we go to break?
Yeah, go ahead and reach down there. Go ahead and grab that big, large box.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever that's there.
This is great. Look at,
as Joe is reaching down. Oh.
Look at this.
Wow,
I'm reaching
what
down.
What is that?
Wow. Oh, look.
Is that
a
plaque?
No, this is a Bufana. This is the Italian, I guess, a witch. Is it a witch? Can I say?
Yeah, she's like their version of Santa.
She is the behind the witch hunt down at the White House, I guess. No, this is an Italian-American celebration, which would be, look at this, the beautiful cakes like this. This is very, very, let's read this card, who this is from. We appreciate it very much. And then, believe it or not, we do have a radio show here, but I just wanted to get, this is our intimate hour where you and I can chat, and I can go, this is very, very nice. It's a religious card. It looks as R is for rejoice to Joe, Frank, Alan, Debbie, and you don't have to cry about the station not giving you breakfast. This is from me. Who wrote this? This is from Deborah Bonelli. Deborah, do we know Deborah Bonelli?
Yeah, she sent us cookies before.
Well,
she's
we appreciate
lady.
It. Thank you very much. This is great. Thank you for the laughs in the morning, and thank you for everything. The great people that you interview. We thank you very much. and being true to Frank Sinatra. No French toast, but blueberry coffee cakes. Oh, this is very, very good. And thank you. And Frankie, let me see what this is. This is like little presents. We'll get into this. This is just a piece of cardboard. So this is very, very nice. And this is the Italian. What's the name? How do you pronounce it?
La Befana.
Yeah, La Befana. This is what this is. This is, in case you're looking and saying, what is this? Who is that? And we appreciate that very much. Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate it. We appreciate your presence. Hey, Joe on the radio. A lot to get into this morning. The president's speaking tonight, 9 p.m. Frankie, I imagine.
Correct.
It's 9
p.m.
And you know he just thrives on this. It's prime time. President Trump. Donald J. Trump back in primetime. And what is he going to talk about? Will he say it's an emergency at the wall? And will he bring the military in to build the wall because it's an emergency? He is able to do that as president of the United States. Should he do that? Should he just go, I'm going to build this whole thing? Me, I don't know where the Republicans were the last 2 years when the president was asking for the wall, and they kept putting it off. And now the Democrats are taking over the House. We could have avoided this whole ridiculous fight, in my opinion. 877-970-2999. Rick Klein will join us in about 20 minutes. Debbie Duhaime is with us.
Hi.
Debbie is back. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
We missed you. Boy, God, you are just so popular, girl.
Yeah, well, I was working. You know how life is. Work.
And everything was good. New Year's was good?
Yeah. I have my sister in town and her husband. They were visiting from out west. We had, you know, the whole family was together. We had a great time.
Mm-hmm. And yet you worked through it all, Debbie Duhaime.
I worked Channel 7 last week, so
yeah.
I was busy.
How's Kenny Rizzotto doing?
He's good. He was asking about you. He's like, how's Joe Biscopo?
I know, he's great.
He's a lot of fun.
Oh, he is so wide awake every morning. And we always talk about, he's got to get up like, doesn't he get up like midnight to do the early morning show at Channel 7?
Yeah. He goes to bed at 6 p.m. every night.
He does, though, right?
He's very disciplined.
See?
6 p.m. Imagine that. That's tough. That's really tough.
I was up till 8. Oof, I stayed up late last night.
Wild man, you are wild, Joe Piscopo.
I know. Debbie, great.
By the way, the roses you sent me lasted so long.
They're
so gorgeous.
Well,
and I also want to thank Bridget and Robert. They sent me Euphoria perfume. How nice is that?
Just don't get close to Murano and you'll be fine. That's great, though. That is so. Yeah, Bridget's the best. Bridget and Robert are so nice. And now Deborah sent us all this beautiful things. Very, very nice.
Wonderful.
Debbie, great to hear your voice. Is it icy out? Is it night icy out? The roads are, so be careful as you come in. You may want to dog it for a little bit. Like my kids, they got a delay out in West Jersey. They got a delay for 2 hours. So 622 right now on AM 970. The answer, Debbie Duhaime on the roads for you. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. And it looks like north and west of the city, you do have that mixed precipitation. So icy, even on the sidewalk. So be careful, even walking out there this morning. Let's go over to the thruway. Thruway north, getting up towards 16. It's an accident on the shoulder. Speeds are reduced at the Tappan Zee Bridge to 35 miles per hour. Also, the Hutch south of the Cross County. It's an accident there to watch out for as well, Joe. Inbound GWB up to 45 minutes. Lincoln 20, Holland, that's about 15. And they're still doing some salting and sanding over on the New Jersey Turnpike. Watch for that. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you take it to 27 up through Franklin Township. Some down cables to watch out for. And the westbound BQE right at Meeker Morgan, a disabled vehicle. LIE West at Little Neck Parkway, a collision there. That mix is going to be turning into just rain today. Showers, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Attention. This is a special announcement to Americans struggling with $10,000 or more in credit card debt, personal loans, collection accounts, or medical bills. Call National Debt Relief right now to see if you qualify for the Debt Reset Program. With this program, your debt balance and monthly payments may be reduced while you become debt-free in just 24 to 48 months. Avoid decades of painful minimum credit card payments and the serious consequences of bankruptcy. National Debt Relief has already helped more than 100,000 Americans become debt-free, is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and has received more than 30,000 five-star reviews. Call National Debt Relief now to speak to a certified debt relief specialist to see if you qualify for the Debt Reset Program. There are no upfront costs, and they don't earn a penny until your debt is successfully resolved. Call 800-643-2747. 800-643-2747. That's 800-643-2747.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Elvis Presley would have been 84 today, Albert. Is that what you're telling me, my friend?
That is correct.
See, I talked to Mikey, my son, about music. He's so into music now. Jimi Hendrix as well. These gentlemen could have still been working today, filling stadiums. Imagine, yep. If Elvis was still alive, he would be filling stadiums today doing the Elvis. Elvis, you're going to go see Elvis like that
right.
In Vegas and all around the country, all around the world. See, that's why drugs, man. I tell Mikey, I say, you got to stay. Jimi Hendrix died at 27 years old. He could have been still playing out yep. there like that. You say Otis Redding's birthday today?
I believe so. I'm going to double check on that.
There's
but I
my man.
It was.
My, that's my man,
the,
Otis.
The amazing thing about Otis Redding. Otis Redding is his biggest, actually,
Dock of the Bay?
Yeah. That wasn't a hit until after he was dead.
No.
Yes.
Now, I was in high school, and I remember when Otis Redding died, we wore black bands, you know. We wore black bands. We loved so much, so many of the black artists of the day. I keep telling you, back in the 60s, whether it was James Brown, Joe Tex, Jackie Wilson, and certainly Otis Redding. This was a great time for us, what we called soul music back then. So you mean he died and then Dock of the Bay came out?
Yeah. Okay, he did not. Today was not his birthday. Today is the day that Sitting on the Dock of the Bay came out a month after he was passed away.
I had no idea, though. I should have known that. So, that's right. How scary and searing of your heart that is, because Otis Redding was one of the great artists of all time.
No
truly
question
one of the great
about
time. Now,
so you named your dog for him.
I didn't. Michael named the dog Otis. Had nothing to
you
do with
name
Otis.
Name it for Otis Nixon, did you?
No. It was because there was a dog across the way in the other property that was the dog's name was Otum. So Michael was so young, we got Otis. He goes, I want to call mine Otis. Kind of sounded like Otum, the sister dog. So, but listen, we have
La Bafana's bone.
I broke them. I am so destructive when I get things. But I want to show you. This is so nice. This is from Deborah Bonelli. This is a cookie, guys.
Wow.
This is a La Bufana cookie. Look at this. And you see there's the broom there, and I'm going to hold it up, and you see I broke the broom. But look at this is a cookie right there.
Very intricate.
And I don't know. It smells like a gingerbread cookie. Al, will you try it?
No.
Will you taste it?
No, thank you.
Who's the taster of that?
Give me some of the broom. I'll try it.
It tasted okay. Yeah, I think it's okay. How long has it been in my office? Do you know how long?
I have no idea.
Or has it been downstairs?
It was here on Monday when I walked could have been there since Friday.
Good morning. It's Joe on the radio. It tastes okay. It's ginger,
delicious.
Gingerbread.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yet? No.
Thank you.
Right. No, it's delicious.
Deborah, thank you very, very much. We appreciate it. And I got my French toast. And we are locked and we are loaded this morning. We got a lot going on today on AM 970, The Answer. And again, Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Scott Lobato. Arthur Idala will join us. And we'll be talking about the Mueller probe. Kevin Spacey. Did you see that yesterday? Now, Frankie and I we loved Kevin Spacey as an actor. He did the Bobby Darin movie, if you remember, which was out of the box, very hard for anyone to do, to do a story on one of the greatest entertainers of all time, Robert Walden Casotto from the Bronx, Bobby Darin. And Kevin Spacey, we thought, nailed it. And then he did House of Cards, and we're going, Wow. And then he was in with Chaz. He did the Unusual Suspects, right? Usual Suspects.
Correct.
Which was, he was great in that. This guy's a great actor. Then he does the little weird kind of video. That was, when was that? Like a couple weeks ago already? And he did that video as Frank Underwood, kind of, talking about pretty much his life. He did a parallel monologue about his life. It was so brilliantly executed. So now, apparently, he, and I'm just confused about this, we're talking about Kevin Spacey here. He, and I don't want to be that graphic in the morning here at 6:30, but he had, did he assault some kid? Was there a sexual assault? Was he, did he do, in behind closed doors, or was it just a touchy-feeling thing? I'm so confused about what Kevin Spacey did, and I'd like to not be graphic this morning, Frankie.
Right, okay, so he's charged with groping an 18-year-old.
Groping?
Yeah, in 2016 in a bar. So... And this apparently, it was a crowded bar, which I think helps Kevin Spacey's defense a bit. It's not as if he cornered young man into a closet somewhere and, you know, did all sorts of nefarious things to him. It was, and I know Arthur's going to be here in a little while.
Yeah,
he
okay.
certainly can speak to the legality of it.
Yes,
but
sir.
It was a very crowded bar, and he was rubbing this fellow in a very lascivious manner for about 3 minutes, but in full view of the whole bar. So a portion of this alleged groping incident is caught on video by some of the other people in the bar.
And well, the kid also claims that he had video of Kevin Spacey.
But walk me through this, guys. Because
and he also, Kevin Spacey bought him a number of drinks in a very short period of
time.
The
kid's 18. And
but not legal to drink.
I guess it's 21. Yeah, you're
That's
right.
That's right.
All right. So I'm confused that the kid and the kid, he's 18.
Well, and again,
Kevin's
accuser,
almost 60. Is that right?
Yes. The accuser says that he told Kevin Spacey that he was 23, even though he was only 18 at the time.
I'm just confused why or how. And I remember I've told this story before. I won't get into it now, where I was kind of assaulted in a way in high school, right? And a guy, and I just physically took care of what I had to take care of. I took the guy out. Took the guy out. Did what I had to. I never told my parents. I never went to the principal. I never went to the police. This kid's 18. Could he or could he have not have just clocked Kevin Casey? Hey, get your hands off me, you creepy guy.
Right. Or you get up and walk away, right? So
I'm confused a little bit.
But I also think you have to remember, it's Kevin Spacey.
You're right. You're right. You know, it's a different situation.
Right. It's not. You know, the person that assaulted you was a teacher.
Yeah. Not a teacher. No, he was the guy in the drama club.
Right.
But you couldn't mess around with that because if you did, then you hurt yourself in getting into the drama club. I didn't care. I took the guy out.
But here's a guy who's internationally known. He's a famous. He's a celebrity.
Well, it's very creepy. But the fact of the matter is, where the mother is a broadcaster up there, and I'm just trying to find this out, and I'm not to do an accusation. I'm just curious to see how is this such. I mean, doesn't the guy, you're 18 years old, someone, if I was 18, listen, I was, what was I, 16 when the guy did it to me. I took the guy out. I fought. I took him out. He never touched me again. It was the end of the issue. Why is this turning into an international crisis?
Because from a legal point of view, the police feel
there's
that
money
they,
involved.
They have, no, I think that they feel that they have a case. Whether or not they can prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he did this, that is for a jury.
Five bros, you understand where I'm going.
I totally do. And so there's the legal aspect of it, I think it's going to be a very difficult case to prove. So the bartender who was working at this bar that night said he saw Kevin Spacey there, saw the accusers there. He didn't see anything resembling a sexual assault. Okay. A bystander told the police something similar, but she said that the accuser looked pale, blank, and a bit frightened. I think there's so much credit given to these, people that are reporting incidents that occurred many years later. In the case of Kevin Spacey, sometimes decades later. Mm. And I think all this stuff that Kevin Spacey was doing, it's clear that he was taking advantage of a lot of impressionable young people.
Creepy.
And
absolutely.
Probably could rightly be described as a sexual predator. But I think so much of the credit goes to not only men like you who, weren't paralyzed by fear and took matters into their own hands, but women who have had to deal with managers in their workplace that have been a little too grabby over the years. And you know what? Their reaction has been to smack them in the face.
Yeah,
those men and women are real heroes to me.
The women in the workplace, that is a tough situation. I understand that.
Not if you work for the state of New Jersey.
What the heck's going on with
There's
that,
too
huh?
much going on. That's the problem. You have this Katie Brennan story I'm going to talk about in just a minute. She is suing the state for her saying that the administration bungled its response to her sexual assault allegations. Now you have another woman that's working within the state government who is leaving because she felt bullied by somebody who works for Governor Murphy in direct relation to Governor Murphy. This does not look good for the governor.
Yeah.
He is directly responsible for
hiring
these
people. I worry about the harassment of women in the workplace because I'm the father of three daughters, so guilty as charged. 6:34 with Joe on the radio.
Jimmy Grevy. Just getting fired last night by Jersey City.
A lot to get into this morning. We want to make way for the news without, because Rick Klein is going to join us momentarily. You don't want to miss Rick Klein from, he's the political director for ABC News. The president doing an address from the Oval Office for the first time in his presidency tonight at 9:00 p.m. Eastern Time. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Old Joe on the radio. And Big Al standing by right now with headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A former campaign supporter for Governor Murphy is suing the state of New Jersey. Katie Brennan claims she was raped by another former top aide to the governor, and the administration bungled its response to her sexual assault allegations. Brennan maintains that the governor elects transition team, and then the governor's administration did nothing to help her after she was sexually assaulted by Al Alvarez, the former chief of staff to the New Jersey Schools Development Authority, in 2017. She's seeking damages and a change to New Jersey's policies and practices concerning the conduct of confidential workplace investigations. Senators Bob Menendez and Cory Booker gathering at Newark Liberty Airport today, demanding an end to the partial government shutdown. They say it's leaving thousands of federal workers in New Jersey without pay, and the impacts of lost services are being felt statewide. Menendez says Senate Republican leaders refused to call for a vote on House-passed legislation to reopen the government that was unanimously approved by the Senate last month. In sports, the Knicks now have 30 losses after a 111-101 setback at Portland. Nets committed 23 turnovers in a 116-95 loss to the Celtics in Boston. College hoops, St. John's cracks this week's top 25 coaches poll. The Red Storm, unranked last week, check in at number 23 this week. They are 14-1 after recent wins over Marquette and Georgetown. And St. John's visits Villanova tonight. We'll have the game for you on The Answer. Pregame at 6:40, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Clemson, the new king of college football, after a 44-16 win over defending champion Alabama in the national championship game. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. Speeds are reduced over at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge to 35 miles per hour. Same thing at the Tappan Zee Bridge with the wet pavement. Over on the Sprain North, getting into 287, it's an accident heading up into Greenburgh. Inbound GWB over an hour to the upper, a little bit better to the lower level. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 20 minutes getting into town as well. They're still doing some salting and sanding over on the New Jersey Turnpike. 287 North exit 52, a collision. 27 is blocked over in Franklin Township. It's all due to a down tree and down wires, so watch out for some slowdowns heading through that area. You'll be diverted around it. And traffic is still moving solely on the westbound BQE at Meeker Morgan, a disabled vehicle. LIE West right into Little Neck Parkway, a collision as well. Checking in on the forecast, rain today, high of 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
I'm Lala Anthony. Acting can be hard, but over 1.5 million New Yorkers work for minimum wage, and that's really hard. That's why New York State is raising its minimum wage. Starting December 31st, just about everyone in New York City will make $15 an hour. See if you qualify at ny.gov/minimum wage. If you're not getting what you deserve, call 1-888-4-NYSDOL. Acting is make-believe. This $15 minimum wage is real. Sponsored by NYSDOL in cooperation with the NYSBA.
Oh, wow!
It can't be.
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio at 440 today on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 639. 639 on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer. Rick Klein is political director for ABC News. Always proud to bring Rick to the airwaves. Happy New Year, Rick Klein. Great to have you on the air, as always. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Joe. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So,
good to be with you.
Rick, you went to Long Island. You spent the whole time in Long Island, didn't you? I know you, the whole holidays. Now, come on.
I was on Long Island for 5 days, including took the kids into the city for a day. It was nice. We had a good time.
Oh, into the city. It's so crowded, right, man? It's unbelievable. But you live down there.
Yeah,
I know it is. It's beautiful throughout the whole Christmas holiday. Rick, we always appreciate you joining us. The president tonight from the Oval Office, what's he going to say, Rick Klein? What's the word from Washington, D.C., man?
Well, the big question is there going to be a national emergency declared? And I think you're seeing a change in tone from the president. You know, he's been talking about this as a national emergency and using it as from a security perspective. You're starting to see a turn towards the humanitarian about the kids and the families that are coming to the border and the overwhelmed border agents. And look, this is an area that he's got a lot of agreement, actually. I don't think there's many people, Democrat or Republican, who wouldn't agree there's a problem with the border. The question is the wall. And the president's insistence on the wall, and that's where the national emergency comes in, and that's where other declarations come in. And it'll be interesting to see if he tones down the political rhetoric. Are we going to hear a lot about Democrats tonight? Are we going to hear a lot about the crisis at hand? And if it's stuck on the crisis, then maybe there's a way out of this this political crisis that we're in.
How would he do that? A way out? How would he do that to make everybody happy, Rick Klein?
Well, I think one is to say that security money isn't going to go for physical barriers necessarily, to say, look, there's other people, experts that can decide what has to go where, and you don't have to call it a big, beautiful wall. We've seen him drop that insistence at times and then come back to it again.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a core campaign promise. I think some of the other more harsher immigration measures that they've proposed, including a big expansion in detention beds for longer detentions, that might be something they have to drop. And I think they have to settle once and for all this question of the national emergency, because if the president believes he has the power to just order the wall on his own, Congress is going to call that bluff, I think, and say, go for it. You know, we're not going to spend money that you said Mexico was going to pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
And you're back to the political fight.
Yeah.
So I feel like the ball is in his court tonight to really set a different tone than he's had in the past.
Was there a decision we heard and we read that some of the networks would not put the president on primetime? ABC is going to put the president on primetime, correct?
Yeah, that's my understanding, yes.
Was there thought maybe that we don't want to cover this because it's going to be political, Rick?
Well, I think all the networks go into this. There was a speech that Obama gave, I think, in 2014 that the networks didn't carry. You know, two things. One is there's lots of ways to watch this speech, whether it's on the networks or not. Mm-hmm. The other is, you know, what kind of precedent do you set if it's only going to be a political attack? I think in this case, the president has tried to make clear, the White House has tried to make clear that this is addressing in a matter of urgent national attention. He's never used the Oval Office setting before. That's a first for him.
Yeah.
But that kind of ups the stakes. It could seem like you build this thing up into it's a bigger deal. People are going to be able to see the president one way or another tonight. I'm no doubt about that.
Well, the Democrats want equal time. Will ABC give the Democrats equal time tonight?
I don't know that we've made a decision around that.
Mm-hmm.
I know they've been talking about that, and clearly if they're If they're out there making, you know, making statements, making speeches, we'll find ways to cover that.
Yeah. And any chance that we could see border wall funding in exchange for some sort of amnesty, Rick?
You know, it depends on how you define amnesty. I think if the amnesty, such as it is limited to the DACA recipients, the so-called Dreamers, that's something that has been on the table in the past. You know, Democrats feel like that should be handled separately, but and some Republicans don't want to handle it all. They consider it, like you said, amnesty. Mm-hmm. But there's a group, including the president, who said, you know, look, we want to take care of these kids. We want to have a compassionate solution for these kids. Let's at least just deal with them. And if we can legalize their status permanently and take care of the border wall at the same time, that's a good step in the right direction.
Rick Klein with Joe on the radio. Rick's the political director for ABC News. I'd love to pick his brain before the day starts, you know, down there in Washington. How is Congress, the new Congress, shaping up under Pelosi 2.0, Rick Klein?
Wow, it is something else. I mean, you've got some spitfires, some salty language, a diverse, more diverse Congress, a younger Congress. There's a lot, you know, I looked out on that first day and saw that sea of color, the different faces, but also the clothing. I mean, these are a lot of young women that dress in different ways than your father or your grandfather's Congress. They're going to have a hard time, I think, adjusting to the realities of governing. And look, the reasons that they came are just so disparate. You have people that truly believe they're there to impeach the president on day one. You have others who say, you know, we got to slow things down and look to govern. A lot of it is governed by the 2020 attention with all these senators who are likely running for president. So I just think they're coming at this in so many different directions. It's going to be a really hard majority to corral.
You know what's scary, Rick, too, is that I see some of these new people coming to Congress and they're against the state of Israel. And I'm old, man, and I've always supported the state of Israel, always support my Jewish American friends. People are coming in and they're wearing that on their sleeve saying we're against Israel. They've even said death to Israel. And it seems so racist. And this is what I'm seeing on this new Congress. How is Nancy Pelosi going to deal with this?
Yeah, there's an interesting, I think, subcurrent that's been going on in progressive politics for a while that includes a lot of anti-Israel sentiment. It's there. There's no question. Mm-hmm. I think you saw it even in the Democratic primary a couple of years ago.
Yes, sir.
Some of them say, look, it's a big country with a lot of diverse opinions, and members of Congress are entitled to have it as well. I don't think they have anything close to majority support in the House, but they can do what they can to push their agenda.
Listen, just so Elizabeth Warren, before we let you go, Rick, Elizabeth Warren's candidacy. I mean, we're in New York, and I'm just kind of dumbfounded with the beer thing, you know, popping the beer thing, and the husband that just didn't want to be in the video, you know, honey, please, don't put me on camera. You know, it was great, but yet she goes to Iowa, and people are going out to see her. What's the feeling in D.C. about Elizabeth Warren running for president?
I mean, she's undeniably a big star. A lot of people really relate to her. I think there's a lot of concerns about that candidacy. Maybe she's too far left. But I was struck by the images in Iowa. A lot of people lining up to see Elizabeth Warren, no question.
That's amazing. Are those your kids in the background, Rick? Is that what I hear in the background?
No. Believe it or not, I'm over at Times Square here.
Get out of here! You should have came into the studio, man.
If you knew I was in town, you'd make me come over. But we have a show here in Dayton.
Wait, Rick. Wait. Stay with me, man. You're gonna kill me. Do you have your kids on Times Square? Or are you working today over there?
No. We're working today.
Yeah, all right. Well, you're always welcome to join us, man. We, of course, you know what? Midtown to downtown, where we are, give yourself an hour and a half to get down here. You'll be fine. You'll
exactly.
be fine,
That's
Rick.
What I was worried about the commute.
You know, give everybody our best over there at ABC, Rick Klein. We always right. appreciate it. Happy New Year to you, my friend. And let's talk soon.
Thank
okay.
You.
Okay, Rick. Thanks
yeah,
a million.
All right.
Thank you. Rick Klein right there. Long Island's finest with Piscopo in the morning on AM 970, The Answer. Very interesting to see what's happening. I always like to hear the Washington take on everything. What's going to happen when President Trump, he's in the Oval Office, does he or does he not say? And are you one of the folks that want to see Donald Trump go national emergency, I'm calling up the military, we're building the wall? But you see, and stay with me on this just for a second, and then we'll go to break. It's always up to the president to do something like that. I don't understand why the Republican Congress didn't back the president. He said, look, we got a wall. Look, we got health care. We got to do something. And it somehow somebody within the Republicans could not get together and do what the president asked and the president campaigned for. Now we're down to this, right? We're building the wall. It's like, no, they won't step up and they won't help this guy, at least the last 2 years. Now with the Democrats taking over, he's got to go in there. He's trying to keep his promise there. But they had 2 years to do it. So now it's up to the president again. And I just wish, and again, tell me if I'm wrong, 877-970-2999. Just tell me if I'm wrong, that maybe the Republicans should have stepped up for this president before we got to this point. Because now he's out there. Now they're going to vilify him. Now it's going to say, you know, oh, my gosh, he's calling up the military for an emergency situation. In many ways, if you look at the gang violence coming across the southern border of the United States, if you look at the drugs that are coming in, and yes, all the other ports, especially all the ports coming on the East Coast and the West Coast, you know, and all the fentanyl coming in from China, you know, that is a danger. But the drugs and the gangs that are coming in through the southern border, that is that indeed a national emergency? 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio with, and we got, what is this? By the way, look at this beautiful cake that Deborah got. Is that beautiful now? How I'm afraid to open it. Do we eat this? How beautiful this is.
It looks very nice.
I don't know what.
We could eat Bufana. You can see, this is a ginger Bufana. We could eat that. I'm breaking it.
Throwing pieces all over.
Do I break this and eat this, or is this?
I don't know what. If you keep tapping it, you're going to break it.
We'll get into it. You know me. It smells so good. Al, you try it. Look it out. If I give you a beer, will you try it?
No. Listen, there's not a lot of beer around right now because of the government shutdown.
Is that right?
NBC4 did a story yesterday. So did News 12 because, as I explained yesterday, the alcohol.
He wakes up when I talk about
it. I know. The alcohol, tobacco, and trade bureau are the ones who approve of beer labels. So
ATF,
let's say you're a brewery, not the ATF. They call it the TTB. So let's say you're a brewery.
I stand correct.
Let's say you're a brewery in New Jersey and you sell your beer across state lines in New York. You need federal approval in order to put the label on that beer to ship it to New York.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of breweries are being affected. A national brewery, let's say like a Budweiser or Coors Light or whatever, they can't put labels on the beers if they have a new beer that's coming out to ship their beer.
Now maybe that's what the president's going to talk about.
Well,
today.
It's more than no.
There's a problem with beer.
Huh? It's more than that. My biggest concern, national emergency. No, my biggest concern, national emergency wise, is the TSA. I mean, you are trying to travel. You've got hour and a half wait times at the airports to get your bags checked because guys aren't working. They're leaving their jobs to go work at a job that's going to pay them.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you can't fund the government in the areas that need to be funded. And then you want to fight about the wall. Fight about the wall. You have to fund the government at some point.
Well, Al, your point is well taken. We'll get into it when we come back. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. 6:50 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie Duhaime is out there.
Yes.
It's a little rainy, little slick kind of. It wasn't bad in the city. As I walked to work this morning, it was kind of warmish outside. I mean, but on the outskirts, be careful because there's going to be black ice on the roads, Deb, right?
That's for sure. Be careful out there as you travel around, everybody. And we'll start off by telling you north and west of the city is where we're seeing some of that extra precipitation. Speeds are reduced at the Tappan Zee Bridge. And also as you head up to the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, speeds are reduced to 35 miles per hour. On the thruway north by 16, accident on the shoulder. Southbound thruway picking up volume, getting down toward the tap. Heading to the inbound GWB, that's 45 minutes already into town. Lincoln 25, Holland about 25. Truck Route 1 and 9 North getting up toward 440 in Jersey City. An accident. And watch for some slowdowns on 27 in Franklin Township. A down pole and wires over there. It's kind of busy on the Jackie Robinson heading west at Metropolitan Avenue. An accident involving a bus. And the eastbound BQE right at the LIE. That's a stalled car to watch out for. Over on the LIE eastbound by the Sagnacos, a collision. And the Northern State West at Shelter Rock Road, a stalled car. Southern State West into Deer Park Avenue, an accident blocking a lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I want to say something about rush tax resolution. You know, I've always been blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS and try and deal with it themselves. You know, people who wouldn't try fixing their own plumbing or fixing their own car. No problem picking up the phone and trying to deal with their own tax issues with the IRS. They owe a ton of money. They can't pay the IRS. And they think, oh, I can handle this. This is crazy. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do you do? Call Rush Tax Resolution. Take one listener who owed over 90 grand. After hearing me talk about Rush Tax, she picked up the phone. Rush Tax got the IRS to settle her case for $100 total. Now, even if you don't qualify for the IRS forgiveness program, Rush Tax can still protect you, fight the IRS on penalties, and get you the lowest payment plan. They've got an A-plus rating and an incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. Rush Tax is the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. Rush Tax will tell you right away if they can help you. They won't take their case if they can't help you. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
Coming up this Thursday is AM 970 The Answer's Employment Open House event at our Manhattan office and studio location right next to Trinity Church. This open house event is designed to introduce you to the type of employment opportunities that exist in broadcasting and meet some of the managers at the station. This Thursday's open house is free to attend, but you must call the AM 970 business office to register to be added to the guest list. Call 212-372-0097 extension 8 to sign up. That's 212-372-0097. 097 extension 8. See you Thursday.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
The day will start out with a little rain. That rain can still freeze on some surfaces north of the city, so watch for slick spots for the morning commute. And later today, clouds, breaks of sun, and becoming milder, high 49. Some showers around early tonight, mostly cloudy and becoming windy late tonight, low 40. It'll be very windy and cooler tomorrow with clouds and intervals of sun. Winds will gust to 45 miles per hour at times, our high temperature 44. Thursday, some sunshine, blustery and colder, high 36. It'll feel like it's in the teens and low 20s. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:55. Hi, we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, and we're on TV this morning, but we're on AM970TheAnswer.com. You can find us. I'm going to tell you about Dino and Harry's Steakhouse in Hoboken, New Jersey. It's the number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey. I love the steak. I tell you, I don't eat red meat a lot, and when I go to eat red meat, I go right there. It's right there, 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey, hometown of Francis Albert Sinatra, right? And I go to Dino's. Dino is there. The ambiance is great. The architecture is to die for at Dino and Harry's. It is so beautiful in there. This hand-carved cherry wood bar, spectacular. Everything about it. Then when I order my steaks, and I'm going to be very picky at this, I have to tell you this. Dino and Harry's has the most spectacular steaks because there's not a lot of, I don't like it marbled with fat. I like it very, very lean. I like a filet and I butterfly it. Man, the way they make it at Dino and Harry's is perfect. But if you like chicken, you like fish, vegetables, everything is exactly the way you like it. Exactly. And then the ambiance. And I've seen people that I've known for years. They all go, this is the go-to spot in Hoboken, New Jersey. Dino and Harry's Steakhouse. And the food is spectacular. Go online to DinoandHarry's.com. DinoandHarry's.com. Check out the menu. Make reservations now. You never know, again, who you're going to run into. It could be a celebrity. Could be a sports star. Could be somebody that you knew from high school, man. Like I ran into some high school folks. 201-659-6202. 201-659-6202. Dino and Harry's, 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Make reservations today. You tell them that your pally Joey Piscopo sent you.
Jay Sekulow comes your way at 5:40 today on AM 970. The Answer.
How sweet it is to be loved. How sweet it is. So,
honey, we got something on your upper lip.
What do I got? I got like a, it's, you know what it is? It's blueberry. Thank you, dear. So we have got a plethora of home baked goods. And Joe Grano is going to join us next hour. Arthur Idala, Mike Gallagher, Scott Lobato's on the show. You always at 877-970-2999. Frankie, what a Deborah right there. Look at this. We have a cake. We have got a blueberry cake. What are you eating there, Albert?
I don't know. I just shoved something in my mouth. Like raisin or whatever.
All right, is this all home baked goods?
Homemade. So she said, this Bafana went on a baking spree. Thank you for so many laughs in the morning and the knowledge gained from the great people you interview. No French toast, but blueberry coffee cakes with Glassbury, Connecticut blueberries picked by me.
Wow.
No imports you're eating. All American. Current scones, pineapple orange coffee cake. It baked up so big, I could only fit half of it in the box.
Look
I'm not
this.
Being cheap. And a
Kranskeek
Scandinavian cake to celebrate the engagement. You can eat Bifana. I made her of gingerbread and marshmallow.
This is for you, Frankie. This is the for you and Rachel. But this is for the engagement that I opened up the top already. I didn't know what it was. Look
Hopefully
at these
not
scones.
A harbinger of things to come. Relationship-wise.
And look at this. How beautiful this is. Deborah, thank you so much. God bless you. This is all homemade goods. We'll take pictures and we'll post it because we really appreciate your thoughtfulness. This is just, home-baked goods. Wait, you know, why can't I meet a woman like that, Frankie Five Bros? Huh? Honey, I have homemade goods. Al?
Make a left.
You would do that. You would do that. No,
sure.
I just drive my women around. That's all I do. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Joe Grano's going to join us. And you always at 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo from New York. We're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Commuters being met by a wintry mix this second day of the work week. A slick and slippery ride, especially for those north and west of the city. Forecasters predict conditions will improve as the morning goes on, with a few showers left over midday, spotty showers in the evening. It stays relatively mild for this time of year, temperatures hovering in the mid to high 40s. Local small breweries feeling the effect of the partial federal government shutdown. Beers cannot be sold out of state because the Tax and Trade Bureau is closed. If breweries in New York want to send their beers to Connecticut or New Jersey, they would need the Tax and Trade Bureau to apply for a label to be put on their beer. The TTB's website says submissions will not be reviewed or approved until funding returns. In sports, Knicks lost to the Trailblazers, Celtics over the Nets, Clemson your national champion. They beat Alabama 44-16.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.